Mr. Aibante, we have 5 questions today. Before we start the Q&A, I will just like to make an announcement. This is regarding the session time. As those of you in Australia know, we change our clocks to start daylight saving time from today, this morning. So we will be changing the start of the program to 7 p.m. from next week. Just want to make that announcement. So we'll move on to the questions. We have 5 questions and they are all on the Dhamma Sermon. We'll start with the first question, question 1 of 5. Dear Bhante, is it possible to simply understand the complex workings and the final outcome of prapancha as sakkaya ditti with metta? That's the end of the question.
Yeah, very interesting question. So sakkaya ditti is, as you can see, very, very strong reason to prepare prapancha or to generate prapancha. But interesting enough, sakkaya ditti, even more subtle reason is there. So that is called the asmimana. Asmimana is even more subtler than sakkaya ditti. So you know that typically we simply say when someone attains stream entry, Sotapanna, so he abandons sakkaya ditti. But still prapanchas are possible. If we simply say the prapancha is a product of sakkaya ditti, so then when one becomes a sotapanna, there can't be any form of prapancha afterwards. But unfortunately, still the prapancha is possible because the prapancha is even subtler than that. So the reason is even subtler than that. So that is why it is taken to the asmimana level. So, asmimana is only eradicated or uprooted only when one becomes an arahant. It's a very subtle mana, the conceit, comparison, I-based comparison, I, the simple center, I. So, that is the root cause. And even when one becomes sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, still this notion, I am, is there. The conceit, I am, is there. So, the prapancha is still possible.
So there's actually a question on that. It says, Bhante, if asmimana is one of the root causes of prapancha, does that mean only an arahat can completely eradicate prapancha?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why, so that it's a very, very deep area. So only Buddhas, arahants are said to be completely free from prapancha. So you have to wait till you become an arahant. So till that you are free to have prapancha anyway.
Question number 3 of 5. Dear Bhante, recently we came across Mula Pariyaya Sutta, which highlights that the root of all things linked to a normal person can be explained by the interoperation of Tanha Mana Ditti. Last time Bhante mapped this to Prapancha Sanna Sankha Samudaya Samacharana, but I could not understand it properly. If time permits, hope Bhante can explain how Mula Pariyaya Tanha Mana Ditti links to Prapancha philosophy in a simple manner. Much merits for your valuable service and explaining of this deep Dhamma. With Metta, that's the end of the question.
Chamila, then I will try to, could you write that question to me and send please, so that, or simply forward that question to me in an email so that I'll look in that area with respect to the Mula Pariyaya Sutta, how we can connect and simply present maybe next time.
Okay, ma'am. I will do it.
Yeah.
So question number 4 or 5. Dear Venerable Sir, I try to watch the mind as much as possible as a habit during day-to-day activities, apart from the regular sitting and walking practice. Most of the time, I categorize various thoughts and watch how they come and go and behave. Based on your excellent explanations of prapancha and how they operate, now I have a desire to apply this understanding to the practice, going a bit deep and to observe how thoughts are converted into prapancha during day-to-day activities when we are not guarding the mind. Much merits for your guidance, how this understanding can be applied in practice with metta. That's the end of the question.
Yeah, that is very good. So that is the purpose of this whole session. So to understand all these complications, how our mind is tend to do all these diversification, unnecessary multiplications. You know, typically there's a saying in Sinhala, eka hata karna. So when we have a simple thing, so we multiply that. Completely unnecessary. So how our mind tends to do that. And so when we understand we are doing it, so then we become ashamed of it. We understand it's useless thing. So I am the one prepared the problem. I am the one aggravated the situation. Situation is a very simple thing. Incident may be a simple incident. But I diversified that. I multiplied that. I perceive that in a more intensified manner. So that is completely unnecessary. So understanding that proliferating tendency in the mind is very, very important. So by understanding that, slowly, slowly, we can overcome that, keep the mind more in a simple, simplified manner so that the sankharas or preparations become less and less. Yeah.
Question number 5 of 5. Are each of the 5 aggregates, including rupa, a manifestation in the mind, arising and passing? Secondly, what is nama rupa, please? Is this the same as the 5 aggregates? That's the end of the question.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I think in the previous occasion also, I am going through a severe rain here, so please hope you can still hear me. Basically, 5 aggregates, as you know, the form aggregate, feelings, perceptions, sankhara, the formations and the consciousness. And among these 5 aggregates, 4 are mental, 1 is physical. The physical aggregate is what we call as the form aggregate. So the physical form aggregate is the rupa. The other mental 4 aggregates are the feeling, perceptions, formations and the consciousness. Now, those 4 are sometimes called as the arupa or sometimes called as the nama. That's actually a later categorization. So don't confuse that with name and form, which is available in the suttas. Nama rupa and this categorization is entirely different. So in avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnanam, vijnana paccaya nama rupam. So there the nama rupa is completely different thing. They are not the 4 aggregates we are talking, the mental parts that we are talking. In the name and form, the nama rupa, vijnana paccaya nama rupam, nama rupa paccaya vijnanam. So there the name and form is more subtle. So the nama part consists of 5 constituent parts: vedana, sanya, ketana, passa, manasikara. Vedana, the feeling; sanya, the perceptions; chetana, the volition; passa, the contact; manasikara is the intention, or rather the we can say the attention. So they are very much like the very subtle constituents of the mentality. And the form indicated there, nama rupa, the rupa part, form indicated there is simply the perception of the form. Perception of the form, that means the rupa sanya. So the rupa sanya is the very much like a very subtle indication of the physical form aggregate, an extract from that physical form aggregate. And the name part, vedana sanya chetana prasapanisikara, are the very subtle extract coming from the name aggregate or the what we call the mental aggregates. So they are, we can say, the name and form, which is what operating within the mind in a very subtle way, interacting with the consciousness. So these are very subtle areas that probably we can discuss maybe later. And probably you can go through last Saturday Clarity of Mind program I have conducted with Chalika in the, that New Jersey Dhamma group. So there we have discussed certain aspects of the name and form. Probably you can listen to that part as well.
That's the end of the written questions, Pante. We have about 10 minutes. We can close the program, or Pante, is okay if we open it up for, yes, somebody's actually raising their hand. Is it okay, or
Yeah, okay, I think, but anyway, you have to somehow bear the noise coming because of the rain.
It's okay. So I think Hirantya has raised her hand.
Thank you. Thiruvan Saranai Bante, you mentioned how one should practice this proliferation in day-to-day life in one of the questions asked. So when you have, when a thought comes to you, to your mind, can you hear me, Bante? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
So when a thought comes to your mind, it quickly starts proliferating. I mean, going into, oh, I'm going to tell this, and like that, you start building a story. So when you realize it at the beginning, before you do that, is where you should stop, or has it gone too far? Are you with me?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, that depends on your mindfulness. So the more you are mindful, you can quickly trace the thought. But if your mindfulness is not good enough, then it has gone to very far, then only you may understand, oh my goodness, I was thinking unnecessarily, I was thinking long time, and not no point of this thinking. So you have gone too far. But if your mindfulness is very sharp, so the very first thought, second thought, third thought, at that level you can recognize, okay, this is thinking going on. Thinking has just started. It depends on your clarity of the
ability
mind.
Ability to stop it.
Not really stopping it, rather the pacing it, the recognizing part. So your awareness, the mindfulness. The more you are mindful, quicker you can recognize.
Yeah, I mean, from the first or second thought, when it comes, oh, I am going to discuss this or something like that, then right. At that point, you just stop. Oh, no need, just put a full stop. That is the way to carry on?
Yes, yes, yes. So the thing is, so probably assume that you have started, you notice that only at the 10th thought. Okay, you stop there. Maybe as your mindfulness is growing, maybe later time you may recognize it that the 7th thought, you stop there. And maybe another time you recognize it on the 5th thought, you stop there. And maybe, as you said, you may be recognizing at the 3rd thought, maybe you stop there. So likewise, depending on the, you know, the sharpness of the mindfulness, you may be able to recognize at its early stage. Then it is more easier for you to stop the prapancha.
Yes, as you progress, you become more and more speedier and quicker in detecting it, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
So that is the way to carry on rather than, and also being mindful of what to talk, what not to talk will also help, isn't it? Like what happens is when you have something to tell somebody or to discuss something or an incident happened, then if you think it's unnecessary, the consequences of it by talking, you are just wasting that person's time as well as that person's being calmer to her and all that, and also protecting myself. So that way, just forget it. And you see, I think the more experience you get in this task, you may be able to stop it quicker and quicker and get better at it. Correct, Bante?
Exactly, exactly. So that's why actually in the future we'll talk what are the strategies Buddha talking to overcome prapancha. So that is the important part. So what are the possibilities available? What are the solutions, strategies available to overcome prapancha is one area that we need to discuss. So as you said, when we know the danger of the prapancha, what are the adhinava? The disadvantages from me, disadvantages to another person of this ongoing proliferation, then we may be tend to stop that rather than continuing that because we understand it is useless, it is harmful. In that sense, we can stop it because we know the adhinava, we know the consequences.
Yeah. Thank you, Bhante. Therwan Saranai.
Yeah, Therwan Saranai.
Thank you for your question. We have, is there anyone else who would like to ask a question? We have about 5 more minutes. I think no one has indicated. So maybe we will stop. We can close the program now. To end the program, first I'd like to thank Bhante for his valuable time with the schedule at the monastery. For everyone who's supporting this program, both seen and unseen, and for the participants today for joining for the practice, asking the questions. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Therwan Saranai.
Yeah, Therwan Saranai. Sadhu, sadhu.
Again, I would just like to remind that from next week, we are starting the program at 7 p.m. Australia Daylight Saving Time. So we will indicate in the email that goes out what the time is in Sri Lanka. And we will continue the program at that time, probably until April when we change back again.